job growth is booming. Today, the Labor Department said more than 500,000 new jobs were created in July, which just blew past expectations. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg. And Mike, a slew of new jobs last month, unemployment down to 3.5%. Most economists didn't see that coming, did they?
Yeah, Peter, this was a major, major surprise. Here at Bloomberg, we surveyed about 70 economists before the report, and the median estimate was for 250,000 jobs to be added. So this was more than double that. And even if you look at the highest estimate in that survey, it was only 325,000 jobs. So, you know, this was 200,000 more than that. And I think a lot of that goes back to your point about there being anecdotally some signs that the labor market is cooling off, the layoff announcements from Walmart and others. But when you look at the entire economy, it just right now doesn't seem to be the case that this labor market is cooling off at all.
Right. Yesterday, when we were talking about the layoffs at Walmart, the feeling was that retailers were struggling because prices are so high with inflation, people are buying less. But this report showed actually that retail added jobs. And Mike, on any other day, it's funny, this would be great news for the economy, and it probably still is, big picture. But this morning, after the numbers came out, stocks were way down. Can you explain?
Yeah, it's, you know, economists like to use the idea of Goldilocks and the three bears. You know, they don't want the economy to be too hot or too cold, or they want it to be just right, just like that porridge with Goldilocks. And this is a case where the jobs market still seems too hot. And the worry is that it'll exacerbate this problem with inflation that we have. And as a result, everyone sort of turns to what the Federal Reserve is going to do about it. And obviously, they've been raising interest rates very aggressively. The hope was that if these employment numbers had cooled off a little bit, then the future rate increases wouldn't be as aggressive as we've seen this year. But this report obviously changes that whole thinking. And now the market is back to thinking that the Federal Reserve will raise rates aggressively for the rest of the year. And the equity market, the stock market, doesn't want to hear that. That's bad for the stock market, obviously.
Yeah. And here's what I'm thinking. There are so many mixed signals in this economy. On the one hand, the economy has shrunk two quarters in a row. Inflation is completely untamed, but then so is job growth. Unemployment is, I mean, it's incredibly low. Have you ever seen an economy like this?
It's really a very unique situation. And, you know, the question is it a recession or not? I think we almost need to invent a new word for this type of situation, because clearly it would be crazy to think we're in a recession when the unemployment rate is 3.5%, matching a 50-year low, basically. But it all goes back to that notion of inflation. We learned that average hourly earnings were up 5.2% in July, which is a pretty good number, but still way less than that 9.1% inflation. So if the cost of living is going up much more than wages are going up, it just doesn't feel like a good economy to a lot of people. And that's kind of this unique situation we're in right now.
Sometimes what it feels like is as important as what the numbers say. Michael Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg. Thanks so much, as always. Have a great weekend, Mike.
Thank you, Peter. Yep.